Hey guys, I will be reading your poetry test to you today. Remember, as I'm going through this recording, that you can rewind and pause at any time. So make sure you use those features if you need something read to you again. Okay. Read the following passage and answer question one below. The yellow bus was danger. The yellow bus screamed caution. Tobias feared getting on it. The yellow bus was a maze. Tobias was unsure of the groups the kids had already formed. The yellow bus was a wall. It separated him from all things familiar. Number one. Which of these best describes the author's use of figurative language in this passage? A. The repetition of the yellow bus using different metaphors. B. The use of simile to describe Tobias's struggle on the bus. C. The use of imagery to describe the new kid on Tobias's bus. D. The use of idiomatic expressions to show the bus's danger. Number two, which of the following is not a purpose of figurative language? A. It is the use of language to describe something by comparing it to something else. B. It creates tone and communicates emotional content such as humor. C. It allows people to express abstract thoughts. D. It is a literal use of the normal meanings of words. Which of those was not a purpose of figurative language? Number three. The sentence below contains which type of figurative language? The audience roared its approval of the opening number. A. Hyperbole, an audience roared. B. Simile, an audience roared. C. Onomatopoeia, an audience roared. D. Idiom, an audience roared. Number four. The sentence below contains which type of figurative language? The evening melted away like a snowflake. A. Metaphor, because the evening was like a snowflake. B. Simile, because the evening was like a snowflake. C. Idiom, because the evening melted. D. Onomatopoeia, because the evening was like a snowflake. Number five. The sentence below contains which type of figurative language? The way she sang just rubbed me the wrong way. A. Simile, because the way she sang just rubbed me. B. Idiom, because it rubbed me the wrong way. C. Onomatopoeia, because it rubbed me the wrong way. D. Symbol, because the way she sang just rubbed me. Number six. The sentence below contains which type of figurative language? My teacher is so boring that she sleeps through her own lectures. A. Idiom, because my teacher is so boring. B. Personification, because my teacher is so boring. C. Hyperbole, because she sleeps through her own lectures. D. Simile, because she sleeps through her own lectures. Number seven. Read the sentence below. Being around Susan is like a rainy day. The author uses a simile in this sentence in order to A. Point out the difficulty that the weather is causing. B. Emphasize the importance of having a friend to be around during bad weather. C. Show how much Susan likes bad weather. D. Point out how boring Susan is. Number eight. Read the sentence below. My uncle is so funny that even my dog laughs at his jokes. The author uses hyperbole in this sentence in order to A. Show how funny the uncle is. B. Show how funny the dog is. C. Show how much he dislikes his uncle. D. Show how much he dislikes his dog. Number nine. Read the sentence below. The day sang out with possibilities. The author uses personification in this sentence in order to A. To emphasize the pleasant opportunities that existed in the day. B. To share the joy of singing. C. to point out how short a day really is. D, to convince others to join in a day of fun. Number 10. Read the sentence below. My mom kept dragging her feet when we tried to get her to make a decision. The author uses an idiom in this sentence in order to A, to point out the leg injury mom had suffered, B, emphasize the importance of making the decision, or emphasize the importance of the decision that mom had to make, C, point out the effort made to help mom make a decision, D, emphasize the idea that mom was stalling when it came to making a decision. Okay. Read the following passage and answer questions 11 through 13 below. Through shade upon shade of aquamarine and sapphire, set below burnished gold, hand upon helpful fin, and skin to silky skin, in joyful oneness with their graceful strength, I swam gently with dolphins. Trudging and staggering, coldly determined, through whirling white and glacial glitter, across crystal chasms and frozen flows, plowing through shifting drifts of snow upon snow, I journeyed to the pole. As I blasted off to the violent vastness of space, it came for me, creeping on stealthy feet, drawing me back to my shadowed pillow, a stricken statue of terror, shaken by my heart's tumultuous beat. A sighing drone, a grumbling groan, a growling voice, trying to talk? A rattling, rumbling, drawn-out moan. Good morning, it's time for my walk. With a jump and a bump and a slithering slump, I could feel his hot breath on my head. Not a ghoul with a curse, a monster or worse, just my dog jumping up on my bed. All right, number 11. What do you think the first stanza above is about? So you're going to have to look back. A, the writer's favorite colors, gold, aquamarine, and sapphire. B, swimming in the sea with dolphins. C, feeling happy and strong. D, the difficulty of plowing through snow. Number 12. Which words in the poem are talking about sunlight? A, burnished gold. B, aquamarine and sapphire. C, silky skin. D, violet vastness of space. Number 13. The first stanza was sunny and happy. What's the mood of the second stanza? You will have to look back. A, cold, strong, and happy. Cold and tired but purposeful is B. C, lying still, snuggled up against the cold. D, warm and rested. All right, number 14. My dog, Jackie, danced with excitement when he saw his food bowl was full. A, this sentence includes an example of an oxymoron in the words, his food bowl was full. B, the sentence includes an example of simile in the words, bowl was full. C, the sentence includes an example of personification in the words, danced with excitement. D, the sentence includes an example of metaphor in the words, danced with excitement.